progress.
Cool, Brie. What about you? Was CSG in session today?
We absolutely were.
You were. Okay, got it. All right, so let's begin. We did roll call adequately, correct?
Yes. Reese is not with us.
He messaged that he was looking for the code to join, and we sent it to him. And then I don't know.
I can send it to him specifically again.
It's not the code he needs. He needs that new link.
I just sent it to him again.
Perfect.
We want to take time today to go through the intricacies of the invites and things like that.
Yes, I would love that.
We
It's
might have
been
a
on my to-do
smaller
list. Should we do that
agenda.
at the end? We go through stuff. Okay. Can we share the agenda on camera since it's pretty much a virtual meeting? Okay, awesome. Then I won't look like this to the left so that everybody doesn't have to just see me in profile. Perfect.
Do you see that?
And it has the wrong date. Oops, that's my bad.
Link he has is asking for a passcode, but he doesn't have the code. Never had to enter a passcode before.
Did he use the email that I just sent?
Okay. So actually, since we've all been spending time with this, it probably is faster to just address this and then move on. So, what should be here?
Okay, so it seems like there's two or three meeting links with various Zoom links. Is that correct?
It appears that way. Which one should be the one that we use for meeting?
That's a great question. We just renewed our Zoom membership, and I did not get the account that allows me to have unlimited length meetings.
I see.
So, as of now, my meetings are able to be 40 minutes. That being said, we could use the mayor's account, which has unlimited length of time for minutes,
We should do that for
but
sure.
that would, what was it? There was, so that would result in changing all of the things, which is fine.
That's fine.
But
Yep.
also, every so often, it happens that we have an ESAC meeting at the same time at their city council. And we would not be able to utilize his account at that time.
Okay.
And I'm
Can
also not sure
is your account a
about,
business, a work account, an eSign account?
is a City of Bexley affiliated account.
Okay. So, are we? And it's what, like $165 a year or something? I have one too.
Don't know. It ended up being in the like thousands of dollars a month for the entirety of the like scope of people who use the Zoom.
Okay, so we could just use my Zoom
That's fine.
on a recurring basis. Should we just do that?
That's fine.
Okay, perfect. So I will, create a Zoom link and who, okay, so be my Zoom, whose invitation shall we use?
So
Natalie,
that's the
what do we have
question.
invitation-wise right now?
So right now, ESAC Bexley is sending one out, and I am sending one out. and that mine comes from Green Bexley, and then whoever in your office is sending it from ESAC. When I send mine, it has reminders and it also has the agenda attached to it and the Zoom link attached to it. So I guess yours is the same, but it doesn't have the agenda.
I prefer then to have the one that comes from Green Bexley that Natalie is using, because then you don't have to be involved with like adding an agenda, etc.
Also, what we'll have to do though is put the Zoom link on the forward-facing city calendar. So, are you okay with that?
So before I leave here, I'm going to create that and provide it to, we can just reuse the same one, right? We don't need to create. Okay, so I will create that and provide it to you, Elizabeth, and you, Natalie, and then Natalie, you could incorporate that going forward, right?
Perfect.
Perfect.
Yes.
Okay, perfect.
And
Something we'll also want to think about is recording. So I don't know if I can record a meeting hosted by somebody else. And if not, then I'm going to ask you to host, to record the meeting and then
that's
send me
fine.
the file.
Yeah, no problem. That's good. Okay, I think we've solved it. We still don't have Reese. I'm really sad. Oh, he's in the waiting room.
We go.
Poor Reese. Elizabeth, can you then cancel your meeting invitation? Because it gets confusing if you.
Yeah, I can ask Natalie to do that.
Not me, Natalie.
Natalie Vodder. Sorry, hold on. Yep, I'm gonna grab myself a piece of paper. Hold on,
Okay, please, please.
Okay.
Okay. I feel like there's a lot of exciting stuff for us to talk about today. Let's Elizabeth just wants to get a piece of paper. Let's let her do the city update. So she'll be back in just 1 second. But I did just want to share that I was very excited. I had a meeting with the CEO of Goodwill Columbus about a project, and we were at Kitty's for our meeting. And two things happened. Steve, the owner of Kitty's, is participating without any nudging in the reusable coffee cup program. I'm sure Reese knows that already, right? Because I know Steve had talked about it. Because I was so excited. He just was like, yeah, I just decided I'd do it for all my stores, et cetera. So I think this is like a huge, huge, big deal. And I think, Reese, you had a lot to do with that. So, when we talk about systems change, you are leading systems change.
Well, I'd say I'm participating in it. I don't know if I'm leading it, but I'm helping. But yeah, we just had a meeting with Steve and Diane from Kitty's about a week and a half ago, and then we had a second meeting last week, and they decided to go all in all three of their shops. We thought it might take a little bit more convincing and a little bit more talking them through the process, but within two meetings they were on board and were absolutely thrilled. So my
Oh, wait, are they
collaborators,
all copying?
yeah,
Okay.
they
When did they
we
start? And
just
all their.
I mean, this is a really big deal. Like, this is really a big deal. And it really did start with Reese and Doug and Julie of Chambers. It's really great.
Yeah,
So,
well,
sorry, I
thank you for
was
the shout
initially
out.
stalling while you were getting a piece of paper, but I think it's really great. So, I guess the question then becomes, sorry, I'm gonna be selfish with the mic for just one more second. The question then becomes, is there some other low-hanging fruit associated with that program? Like, I'm making this up. Could it be at St. Charles? Could it be at CSG? Could it be, I don't know, is there anywhere else that we could think about? Pushing on this. I don't know if anybody, I guess you don't buy coffee at CSG. I've been there. I've been offered copious amounts of free coffee. So those are bad examples. But are there other ones that we should be thinking about? Because it's like kind of cool. Oh.
I gave
I mean,
Dan a
it's
couple.
really, It's really early, so we haven't even seen how it will work at Kitty's yet, but I'm optimistic that it will dovetail into their existing service offerings. And I'm the more I'm kind of involved with this, the more I'm thinking of it like your participation, you're like a member in a club. And if you're a member of this club, you get to go to all these coffee shops and use this great product and not waste cups in the process. But to answer your question, Lisa, I think we have lots of great little coffee shops in Bexley. There's a little coffee shop on the campus of Capitol. There's Cherbourg and a couple other spots that I would love to involve at some point. So I think there's a lot of opportunity for this to grow.
Can you explain that a little bit? You're part of a club. So if you're using the reusable coffee cup and you go to Chamber, then you can go to Kitty's with that same cup, or how does that work?
So yeah, the coffee shops are a part of a network. So anybody who signs up with the Okapi platform are in that network and in that system. And the cup is the same at each of the locations. So each location orders, a certain amount of the cups and the lids for them to use. And then if you are a member, if you have paid, it's really a reasonable fee. It's a one-time $10 fee, and you sign up for an account and you have an app on your phone. And then so you can go to anywhere in that network and borrow a cup. And you just let the barista know when you're ordering, I'd like to use an Okapi cup. You scan a QR code with your app that says, hey, I've checked out a cup. You use it and you have 2 weeks to return it. And then you return it and you kind of check it back in. It's very similar to like borrowing a library book, but except for, it's a beverage container.
So you don't have to return it to the same coffee shop that you borrowed it from.
No, you don't have to.
Got it.
So at some point, I'm sure we'll experience some growing pains and we'll need to figure out how to like rebalance and make sure that each cup or each coffee shop has the appropriate amount of cups. We will be working through that. The system is in place on the West Coast and also New York City. There are also, other locations where the system has worked out. So once you get to a certain size, things like rebalancing tend to be a concern, but there are ways to cope with that.
I did have a
Great.
problem in Community Grounds. Their employees just need to get up to speed, I guess.
Yeah, and that's part of it is making sure that staff is trained and staff is informed on how the system works. But there's really not a whole lot for the staff to do other than kind of know that it exists and be able to point customers in the right direction as far as where to scan for checking in and checking out. And then, people might have the occasional question about signing up, but once you're signed up as a customer, it's really not a lot to do.
Anyone have any questions before we continue?
Thank you for bringing that up. It's very exciting and glad to see it taken hold a little
Really is exciting. I'm having an event on Friday at Chambers, so I'm excited to. I think Julie's going to be one of
So, Lisa,
the
you were asking about low-hanging fruit. And I'm just thinking about the institutions in Bexley, like, and not to use that program, but like the schools, the churches, the synagogues, just not using reusable cups and using the physical ceramic cups that they have, that sometimes they grab the styrofoam cups and, to make it easier. But if we can say, look at the effort that these coffee shops are going to, can we do this in your facilities as well, or
This is a moment where if somebody else is able to open it, great. Otherwise, I can turn my gaze away and do it. Let's add that as a social media content onto the social media content list, because I think that's a really great way to think about it, Natalie. And I think that's something where Elizabeth or Charlotte, wait, Charlotte Olson, could add that to her list. I think that's awesome.
Okay.
Also, I think it's great that Starbucks is using ceramic cups now. Offering them. That's a big deal, I think, too.
I didn't realize that. That's great.
Yeah. And well, I work outside of the house a lot these days. And the one near Target also has ceramic cups, which I was surprised about in addition to one of X. It was great. Great.
Oh, that's awesome.
So we also could
Yay.
the vehicles, we could also celebrate that. We've talked about what our brand voice is and the fact that Starbucks is willing to offer ceramic cups, and that also goes back to the systems change conversation. It's kind of a big deal. So I think we should probably, where there is a moment, for optimism and positivity, this might be one of those ones.
Yes.
Okay, I do want to say one thing. I'm sorry that it took us a little bit of time to get everybody on. I do want to take a little bit of time before we close, brainstorming about the April 5th bike repair and repair cafe. So Elizabeth, maybe don't include that when you go through your city updates, but can we make sure we save some time for a discussion about that? Let's go around the corner. Okay, perfect.
Do you know what time that is?
I think it's 8 to 10.
Well, I think I heard that bikes are 9 to 11. So
Okay.
I just wanted to talk to them to
Perfect.
confirm with them, but then don't we should probably have this.
Got my
I
first book
guess
today.
3 hours is probably
Yeah.
the best just to make it worth everybody's time,
Yeah.
So I'm kind of
Okay, so let's talk about that when we
okay.
get to, I think that's the most time, the things we want to talk about, that's probably the one that time sensitive one that I just want to make sure we talk about this meeting if possible.
Friends, I apologize, but this screen mirroring is
Don't
having
worry.
some trouble. So we're gonna stop at noop. Noop.
Yeah, we're okay. Don't worry about it
Okay.
anymore. You do the first.
Great. All right. It's me. So let me pull up my update. We have some new fun tech programs here at Bexar City Hall. And as you know, sometimes those take a moment to dose their true colors. And yet they have. So.
She's been trying to screen mirror and it keeps stopping all of you who are on screen. So it's been a little bit, distracting for her. We're all looking and then it goes black.
And then my thing just. Okay. Gonna reorganize my screen. Let's see. Everybody. Oops, oh, what's oh goodness gracious, Elizabeth. It's pressure because everybody's looking at me, you know?
Yeah. What do you kind of
No. Here we go. Okay. At the next, well, let me say this. Our aggregation program will be ending this spring because it was initially a 20-month program. And so, in light of that, City Council has heard two readings of a new aggregation ordinance. So, we are working with Aspen Energy, who we worked with last time, to think of and put together a new aggregation plan. There are some hiccups that we may incur. So, we are trying to think creatively about how to bypass those. This is due to the increasing price of electric, but it won't be reflected to the public. And yet we would need to be making decisions theoretically prior to that information going out there. And then we would be inundated with a whole bunch of people not understanding and reaching out. So at the next city council meeting, which I believe is in a week from today, council will theoretically have the third reading and then vote on this potential ordinance. And once I have additional information for you, I will share that. Also, we are starting to put together April activities and events. There is not going to be an Earth and Arbor Day celebration as there has been for the last few years, but instead, there will be enhanced nature activities at the upcoming Jeffrey Woods Festival, and that is on March 1st. It is historically a time where people can learn how to make maple syrup and participate in chopping wood, but we are going to have animals and bugs on display. We're going to have crafts. We're going to have people giving nature walks and bird walks. So some of those things that we have done previously at Earth and Arbor Day celebration will be at the Jeffrey Woods Fest. And I'm working to put together some other things to occur during April, like trash talks with the mayor, the repair cafe that Lisa mentioned, potentially an eco challenge for the group. The another thing on my list is that, as you may or may not have heard, the Bexley Natural Market is undergoing some tough financial times. So if you are not aware, I wanted to let you know of that. And they are looking for additional or new board members. So if you have interest in joining or helping in other ways, I'm happy to provide you with some information on that. On May 1st, the Cosi Science Festival is taking place at the library. Somebody reached out to me. They own an organization called Brain Bloom. They're going to have a booth or a table about composting. So I've pulled together some information for them, and they want to know if there's anybody who is interested in volunteering for that. So if you are, please let me know, and I will get you their contact information.
Is this the cosine thing that we were had a shot at last year, but they went with somebody else?
We did. We chose not to do it.
No, that cosine thing was at Cosi. This is different. There is a new resident open house on Sunday. So Lisa, we should touch base about things that you need for that. And also, I
Sorry.
am, yes.
I'm happy to be there.
This weekend, I think.
What is the times on the event on March 1st?
I don't know. She just asked if I knew of any folks, so I asked her what she's looking for, what times, what the information is. I haven't heard back from her yet. Also, wanted to let you all know that last month I received information from Rumpke with our tonnage rates for or weights of tonnage that went to recycling landfill and yard waste for the year. The recycling numbers are a little bit skewed because as of this last year, they now include some of the commercial recycling. So the commercial recycling is picked up on the same route as the residential route, and so when that goes to be weighed, it's all weighed together. But really, what I'm getting at is that we had a little bit more household waste to the landfill this past year than we had previously. I think we were down 3 or 4 years on a downwards trend, which was great. We were up a little bit in 2024. So I bring that to your attention because of the city's zero waste goal. And it wasn't by a whole lot, but it did go up. So I wanted to let you know.
What's the ramped up in the rather than
I'm sorry?
the construction recycling in with the residential?
No, the commercial recycling, commercial businesses.
So can we chart that for our social media?
Yeah,
Like
I
tonnage
do. Let me
when?
hold on. I've got it. put it in here. Easiest way is probably for me to, I guess I can share the screen. Can you see that?
Yeah.
Now, today I was asked for the data, so it would not surprise me if somebody goes in and want and zhuzhes this graph, but this is as it currently stands.
Got it. Great. And can I want to ask you, well, we're stopped for a second. The composting table at the Cosi Science Festival, are we talking about the curbside composting? Are we talking about composting your leaves in your backyard? What is this about?
So she, this is hosted by a woman who owns like a science, like a STEAM educational program or center. I'm not really familiar with it in its entirety. She asked if I had any kids or adult resources about composting and waste management. I don't know specifically what her booth is going to entail, but since I have some resources for my work with the schools, I sent those along. She also asked if anybody was interested in. If I knew of any interested volunteers who wanted to help her man that booth. So I am putting that out to you all.
So it's just a general composting, not specific what we should do here. That's
I think, again, like I don't really know. I think she's looking at it from like a waste reduction standpoint.
Got it.
But if anybody is interested, I can connect you. And pass along information. I don't have the time yet.
Okay.
Okay.
Let me know the time when you find it.
Will do. That is all I have.
All right. Let's zip down to community stakeholder updates if there are any. No one need feel obliged to join. I know we don't have any students today. Corey, do you have anything?
Nothing new over here.
All right. So the things I would love to talk about are the two events. Well, let's talk about events in 2025. Let's maybe first talk about the balance of this quarter and then into the second quarter. Of course, waste management begins in the end of the second quarter, right? So we just need to have a plan about that, which I don't think we need to dig into at this moment in time. And then Elizabeth and I looked at the city's calendar and landed on two dates for which we'll start to call maybe our semi-annual Green Bexley community gatherings. The first one is April 5th, which is going to coincide with the mayor's bike repair, recurring monthly bike repair session. The other one, Elizabeth, can you make me smart? Is it October?
So we thought about October, then we also thought that November probably wasn't as busy. I don't
That's
think we
right.
landed on a date yet, though.
I think we did.
We might have.
Okay,
If we
we'll get
did,
back to
I
you with the
don't
date,
know.
but it's 6 months later that we'll, get back together and have this moment. So we have,
Just say this could be monthly.
sorry, no, the mayor has a monthly bike repair, what do you call it? Like workshop?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so he had expressed interest, and I also found it interesting if we could combine those activities into one community activity. So it would be bike repair workshop and repair cafe. And I'm wondering, and this is what I wanted to ask all of you, is there anything else that we should think about having on that same event? And we can have like a, maybe one or two other things if anybody has thoughts for April 5th, and We have 6 months to think about how we might want to handle the final one. I wish I knew. I know the date. It's in my notebook. I just don't want to put everybody, make everybody wait while I find it. It's late enough that we can circle back on that with you. So as far as activities, before we come back to April 5th, we have, of course, we have the new resident thing that you just talked about. That's this weekend. We really don't have any other events, do we, until April 5th?
The Jeffrey Woods Festival has an opportunity, I think, for tabling if anybody wanted to.
Which is on March 1st.
I don't know if there will be food. I should find out what the waste situation will be like. Also, I will be there and I'm not leading any sort of activity. So it's not as though I couldn't make my rounds and wear a green Bexley shirt and
What
be the
is
thing that people
the
need.
activity? I should know this.
The Jeffrey Woods Fest. It's making maple syrup, a wood chop shop. We've got bugs coming. There's bird watching, tree walks,
So it really is something
falcon.
that Green Bexley should, if we wanted to, do something
And
for.
also on this enhanced Jeffrey Woods Festival is a recent development and has been put together thoughtfully, albeit very quickly. So also understanding that we have not given anybody a whole lot of time to think about.
Okay.
Just put that. But I would,
So
if
then.
I could pause for a moment. So
Okay.
with my new Zoom account, this meeting is going to end in about a minute and a half. I'm going to suggest that we pause momentarily and
Okay.
then restart the Zoom. So Zoom folks, you'll just give me like 30 seconds and then get on the same link, okay? Super. Okay, I'm going to end the meeting. Let's see.